Foundation would like to thank the sponsors who support their mission of bringing awareness to orphan, eye, and tissue donation. Through their support, many donor families and recipients have been able to attend tonight's game.
A new season, but the goal remains the same. This is Daytona Tortugas Baseball.
As Hines swings, deep drive, left field, Urbina back, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail off the facing of the batting cages. De La Cruz, a line drive right field. That one's down for a base hit and gets behind the glove of Gary Jr. Everybody's going to score. Two runs in. Ellie on his way to third. He'll be in there sliding feet first. Two runs in for Daytona. They've got a 2-0 lead. Ground ball to the second baseman, Callahan. This will do it. And the year of the no-hitter has made its way to Daytona Beach. Five pitchers combine on a 1-0 no-hitter of the Jupiter Hammerheads. As the Tortugas have a dog pile in between the pitcher's mound and first base.
It's now time to come ashore with the Tortugas pregame show. Now, let's send it out to the ballpark and the voice of the Daytona Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome back here inside Clover Park in Port St. Lucie, Florida, and game number 5 of this 6-game series between your Daytona Tortugas and the St. Lucie Mets. Justin Rock with you here at Clover Park, leading you up until our 6:10 p.m. first pitch here on this Saturday night. Daytona looking to get themselves back into this series after they have dropped 3 of the first 4 so far in this set. Daytona will give the ball tonight to the right-hander Javi Rivera, who will make the second start of his professional career this evening for the Mets. It will be the right-hander Carson Seymour, who has yet to allow an earned run this season. His fastball can get up into the mid to upper 90s, so should be an interesting matchup tonight. Rivera, a 1.64 ERA. As we said, Seymour has yet to allow an earned run. Daytona coming off a comeback effort last night, fell about 90 feet short as Daytona fell behind early 3-0, trailed 4-1 in the late innings of that ball game. But Daytona scored a run in the seventh, a run in the eighth, a run in the ninth to cut it down to a one-run ball game. Jay Allen kept the game alive with two outs in the ninth inning, an RBI bloop single, but Austin Hendrick would strike out against Dylan Hall to end that game. So Daytona will look to get back to 500 here tonight on the road against the Mets as they look to take the final two games of this series and earn a split before they head back home to Daytona Beach to open up a series against their fellow East Division rivals, the Jupiter Hammerheads, on Tuesday. We'll take a break here on the pregame show. Some clouds hanging overhead at the moment. Had been mostly clear throughout the early afternoon here in Port St. Lucie. When we return, last week we had a chance to sit down with tonight's starting pitcher, Javi Rivera, after his first professional start. We talked to Javi about his journey to Daytona Beach and some of the positions he played before. He ended up moving over to the pitcher's mound where he's thrived and now makes a living as a professional ball player. We'll also get you starting lineups at first pitch. You're listening to the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Back here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network in the pregame show, Justin Rock joined alongside one of the stars from last night's four-hit shutout. That is starting pitcher Javi Rivera. Javi, made your first career professional start last night, and hard for it to go much better than it did. Seven strikeouts, four shutout innings. How did it feel? What do you think was working best for you yesterday?
Felt really good, like getting the first start out of the way for my pro career. I think I was able to really mix my fastball changeup. They had eight guys that were righties in the lineup, and I was able to throw it for strikes and for put away, like the changeup, so it was very helpful.
Finished off your outing last night with a strikeout, and the reaction you could tell from the third base dugout was phenomenal, getting bear hugs and dapped up by your teammates. What is it like for you as a pitcher when you go out there, pitch like you did, and have the support of your teammates and the encouragement from your teammates like you had last night and have had all season?
Yeah, it's a good feeling, and we've talked about it with the guys. It's awesome that we have, you know, every single guy in the bullpen and the rotation are really good. And it's, you know, the competition is what's, you know, breeds success, and I'm all for it. So, you know, everybody's out here with the same goal and want to get better, so it feels good.
How does it help you as a player to know everybody, while is competing against one another, are still on each other's side and rooting for each other to succeed and continue to climb the ladder as a group?
I mean, that's what we're here for. We're all, like I said, we're all playing for the same goal, and obviously if we can all move up together, it's even better.
Now, this season's been interesting with how Daytona has handled the pitching staff. Mm-hmm. You came out of the bullpen for your season debut, started last night, tandem effort with Tanner Cooper. What's that been like for you? Has there been any sort of change in mindset for you when you're coming out of the bullpen as opposed to starting, or is it just the same sort of focus both times?
Well, it's the preparation is certainly different. You can't, like, you know, prepare as a starter when you're pitching, you know, five innings, six innings later. So it's, you have to mentally prepare yourself later on in the game, and yeah, it's just the prep work is certainly different.
How have you liked that to start this season in terms of just being able to sort of ease into the campaign, not be stretched out too long? And, you know, you and Tanner last night were phenomenal. Mm-hmm. You two and Dennis Boatman combining on a four hitters. So obviously things are working great. What's it like for you in that situation?
I've never relied before until I got to pro ball, so it's definitely something I'm working with, but I like it. I'm up for the challenge, and so far so good, so we'll see how it keeps going.
Now, one of the interesting stories about you is before you played your college ball, you spent a lot of time in your high school days at Freedom High School mm-hmm. as an infielder
mm-hmm.
and didn't do a whole lot of pitching until you were in college ball.
Yeah.
What was that like when you were approached about taking the mound, and how has it, you know, developed for you over the course of these last 3-4 years?
I was not really all for going to pitching. I loved playing the infield, loved hitting. It's like one of the best things to do in all sports. But when I got to JUCO, my coach was like, hey, I think you have a future pitching. And I was like, all right, well, whatever it takes to be on the field. And it's definitely worked out so far. I'm playing pro ball, so.
When was the time that you realized that, hey, you know, this is really something that is working well for me, and this could be my ticket to getting drafted and playing professional baseball like you are right now?
After my freshman year, I went to a pitching coach in Orlando, and he was the one that really, like, put the idea in my head. I always had that goal, but I never thought it was, like, very achievable at the time that I was at, like, the level. And he goes, I can see you have a, you know, future on the mound, and he'll help me get there, and he did.
What, you know, obviously part of baseball is part of life growing up, playing mm-hmm. different sports is utilizing some of the different skills that you learn playing different sports and different positions and different facets.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that you use when you were playing third base or playing infield as a position player that has maybe helped you on the mound as a pitcher?
Being athletic, and not only that, like, hitting is super hard. And, you know, why as a pitcher would I make it easier for the hitter when they already have the toughest job, to be honest, to be having to hit the ball? So knowing that it's already difficult, it kind of eases me as a pitcher to be able to compete.
Now, you're a local guy. You are in the Florida area. Mm-hmm. Went to Florida Atlantic. You played JUCO ball in Florida. Spent a lot of your childhood in Florida. You had a lot of friends and family out to see you pitch so far this season. What's it been like being able to be out here as a pro ball player and have friends and family come out and see you live your dream?
It's surreal. It's really what you want is having, you know, big supporting cast, because I can't do it by myself, and they've been with me from the start. I had a couple, my brother and one of my best friends that was playing with me in high school. So it's really good to have those guys around you, and obviously my parents and were there as well, and my dad's work friends. So having a big supporting cast is big for me, and I love it. I'm grateful for it.
He's got a great supporting cast, and he's got a great start to his pro career. Javi Rivera, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. Congratulations on all your success, and we look forward to talking to you the rest of the way, my friend.
Thank you.
Coming up next, the pregame show, starting lineups, and first pitch on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay?
Is the laughter of a small child okay?
Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You will have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted. Okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's...
okay! Okay!
Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go.
Okay.
Like Lil Jon. Okay.
I've got to come up with my own catchphrase.
Okay.
Swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
Waiting for both teams to take the field as we get closer and closer to first pitch. Here at Clover Park in Port St. Lucie, Justin Rock back with you here on this Saturday evening. Let's take a look at tonight's starting lineups. First for your Daytona Tortugas, put together by their manager, Gookie Dawkins. Jay Allen the second, will lead off in center field. Gus Steiger makes his first start of the season in the outfield. He'll bat second in right field. Michelle Triana at third base hits third. Ruben Ibarra will clean up at first base. Hayden Jones hit the first home run of his career last night. He'll bat fifth and be the DH. Jamal O'Quinn in left field hits sixth. Batting seventh behind the plate. He was removed in the seventh inning in his debut the other day. But Wilfred Astudillo back in the lineup behind the plate. Hitting eighth over at second base. Sebastian Almonte and Rainey Reyes, the shortstop, will hit ninth for Daytona this evening. Javi Rivera on the mound for Daytona. And this is the St. Lucie Mets lineup he will face, put together by their skipper, Robbie Robinson. Alex Ramirez will lead off in left field, his first start outside of center field in this series. Stanley Consuegra will be in center, batting second. Shervin Newton, the shortstop, hits third. William Lugo will clean up at third base. Carlos Dominguez has homered twice in this series. He'll be in right field in the five hole. Raul Berasierta had off last night. He'll hit sixth at first base. Omar De Los Santos is the DH in the seventh spot. Drake Osborne will catch and hit eighth. And Kevin Villavicencio makes his third straight start at a third different position. He'll bat ninth and be at second with the right-hander Carson Seymour, expected to make the start for the Mets today. Overcast skies right now up above Clover Park. 78 degrees, some breaks in the clouds out beyond the center field wall. We should be free and clear tonight, but as you well know, anything can happen in the Sunshine State. We will keep track of the weather as our night unfolds. A couple games already in the FSL today impacted by inclement weather. We'll take a break here on the pregame show as the teams take the field. When we come back, we will get you first pitch from Clover Park, the Mets and the Tortugas, another FSL East rivalry matchup. Don't go anywhere. You've been listening to the Tortugas pregame show. First pitch from Clover Park is next.
Thank you for listening to the Tortugas pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to the first pitch to hear it before every Daytona Tortugas game. Now, back out to the ballpark and Justin Rock.
The national anthem has been performed, and it's almost baseball time here on this Saturday night, final night game of this series. Last trip for Daytona to St. Lucie for a month or so. We'll be back here the first week in June. Mets won't come to Daytona until July 4th weekend. That's the next time they make the trip up north to the Jack. As Carson Seymour warms up on the mound, let's take another look at Daytona's starting lineup tonight. Jay Allen, the second, leads off in center. Batting second in right field, Gus Steiger. Michelle Triana, the third baseman, hits third. Ruben Ibarra cleans up at first. Batting fifth, the DH, Hayden Jones. In the sixth spot, it is left fielder Jamal O'Gwin. Behind the plate in the seventh spot, Wilfred Astudillo, La Tortuguita. Sebastian Almonte bats eighth at second base. And the shortstop, Rainey Reyes, will bat ninth for Daytona today. As for the Mets, they hand the ball to the right-hander Carson Seymour. Seymour, his first appearance against Daytona, 6'6", 252 pounds. Will turn 24 in December out of Manhattan, Kansas. Was the Mets' sixth-round pick last year out of Kansas State University. Seymour on the year for the Mets, 1-0 record, a spotless ERA, fourth appearance, second start, four hits and nine innings, no runs, three walks, seven Ks, a 129 opponent batting average so far this campaign. Seymour, last time out, pitched in relief against Jupiter. That was last Sunday. Four shutout innings, tied a season high in innings pitched. Three hits, no runs, a walk, and three Ks. Jay Allen, the second, will be the leadoff batter for Daytona tonight, hitting at 224 in 16 games, a double, two homers, and nine RBI. That leads the team, and he will lead it off here on this Saturday evening. Seymour is ready. Allen is ready. The windup and our first pitch of the game is high at 94. 1-0 the count. We're underway at 6:14 Eastern Time. Allen 1-for-3 last night with that RBI base hit in the ninth inning. Was also hit twice. And he takes high 2-0. Allen enters play today. Third in the league in stolen bases. He's also now tied for the league lead in hit by pitch. Has been hit five times this year. 2-0. And Seymour at the letters. 95-mile-an-hour fastball. It's 2-1. As we said, overcast skies here in Port St. Lucie right now. Had been sunny most of the day. The 2-1. And Allen takes a called strike. Mad at himself for not pulling the trigger. It's 2-2. Jay just 2-for-11 in this series. With a couple of RBIs, Daytona has not hit well in the first four games of this set as Allen asks for time. Local product. Went to high school 20 minutes away from here. Played a lot of baseball in this ballpark as an amateur. The 2-2. And Seymour misses outside, a breaking ball. And it's a full count. Right-hander works from the third base side of the mound. The payoff pitch, and Allen with a bouncing ball over the mound. Going to be a tough play. Charging in via Vicencio. Sidearm throw, and they just get Allen for the first out. Allen had his arms at his side trying to signal safe to the base umpire, Caleb Martin. But all he could do was leave his hands on his knees as via Vicencio a little late reacting on that soft ground ball, but able to get Allen by just a hair for the opening out of the game. Good hustle by Jay, but could not get the desired result. And now it is Gus Steiger. Righty fires, and the slider hits the outside corner, 0-1. Steiger coming into play today for Daytona, hitting at 270 in 18 games. Three doubles, no homers, eight batted in, as Seymour misses high and away, 1-1. Defensive alignment behind the tall righty tonight. Left to right in the outfield, it's Alex Ramirez, Stanley Consuegra, and Carlos Dominguez. Seymour ready. Sets at the shoulders, now the 1-1. And Steiger swings through that pitch down at 89. A sinking fastball, according to StatCast. It is 1-2. Third to first around the infield, William Lugo, Shervin Newton, Kevin Villavicencio, and Raul Berasierta. A 1-2 pitch to Gus, and that one bounces. It is two balls and two strikes. Drake Osborne doing the catching behind the plate for the Mets. Infield shifted to the pull side for the righty Steiger, the 2-2. And that one on the outside corner got him looking. Strike three. Steiger can't believe it. Rung up by the home plate umpire, Matt Watkowski. And Steiger electing not to challenge here in the first inning as Seymour picks up his first strikeout. As it was last night, challenge system in effect as Michelle Triana digs in Manual umpiring. Each team gets three challenges. Only catcher, hitter, and pitcher can challenge. Is that one inside? Fastball 1-0. And you get to keep your challenge if you are successful. The 1-0. And Triana taking all the way. Looks at a strike. It's 1-1. Triana hitting at a .183 in 16 games. 11 for 60, three doubles, no homers, five RBIs. Righty kicks and delivers, and Triana takes off the inside corner. It is 2-1. Michelle 0 for 3 last night with a walk. And hitless in the three games he's played this series, 0 for 10. Does have a bases loaded walk for an RBI. The 2-1, and Triana takes down and in once more. It is 3 balls and 1 strike. Right now here in Port St. Lucie, 77 degrees, according to AccuWeather. Real feel at 79. A 3-1, and Triana fouls it off the heel of his foot. But the unplayed umpire never ruled that it was a foul ball. And finally, when Osborne picks it up and Triana ran to first base, they finally made the call. So a lot of effort from the defense and from Triana, the hitter, for what everyone originally believed to be a foul ball, and indeed it was. A little bizarre. I guess the umpire had to wait for the ball to be picked up for it to be ruled fair or foul, though it did hit Triana in the box. He figured that would make it a dead ball. Payoff pitch to the third baseman, and Triana gets jammed, breaks his bat. And grounds one to the first base coach's box. We'll do it again as Michelle heads back to the dugout for a new piece of wood. Daytona on the coaching base paths tonight. Lenny Harris, former New York Met, over at third base. Once played in this league, coming up through the minor league system for the Reds. And Jeffrey Sierra is over in the first base coach's box. Bases empty, two out. Top of the first, a scoreless game. Wind blowing in from right center field. 14-mile-per-hour wind gusts to the east. The payoff pitch, and Triana, a hard ground ball on a bounce to first. Backhanded by Barrasierta, and he will race and beat Triana to the bag to end the inning. Michelle hit that one 105 miles an hour, but has nothing to show for it as the Mets retire Daytona in order. Through a half an inning, Daytona nothing. Here come the Mets on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center, the only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach, now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Go to the bottom of the first inning here at Clover Park. Daytona goes down 1-2-3 in the top of the first. This is the Mets lineup that Javi Rivera will face tonight. Leading off for the Mets in left field, it is Alex Ramirez. Batting second in center, Stanley Consuegra. Shortstop Shervin Newton hits third. William Lugo, third baseman, cleans up. Carlos Dominguez hits fifth and right. Raul Barrasierto follows at first. Omar De Los Santos, the DH, in the 7-hole. Drake Osborne will hit 8th and is behind the plate with Kevin Villavicencio, the second baseman, hitting 9th. On the mound for Daytona today, the 22-year-old right-hander Javi Rivera. First man he faces will be the youngster Alex Ramirez. Righty against righty, and our first pitch of the bottom of the first. Fouled straight back, 0-1. Ramirez comes into the game hitting at 358 in 16 games. Six doubles, two triples. No homers, six RBI. The 0-1. And that one is high. A fastball from Rivera, 1-1. Javi, 6 feet tall, 197 pounds. The Reds' 20th round pick last year out of Florida Atlantic University. As Ramirez looks at a 92-mile-an-hour fastball for a strike, 1-2. Javi comes into the night, making his fourth appearance, second start, 1-0, a 1.64 ERA, the 1-2. And that pitch off the outside corner, it's even, two balls and two strikes. Just seven hits allowed in 11 innings. Two walks, 16 strikeouts. The 2-2 pitch. And Ramirez gets one off the hands towards third. Triana to his left, low throw, but a nice backhanded grab by Ibarra to save the play and retire Ramirez to start the first inning. Ruben Ibarra as good as anyone in this league at making those picks over at first base and does it again here to begin the night for Daytona in the field. As here is the center fielder, Stanley Consuegra. Consuegra at 279 in 17 games, five doubles, a homer. That came in this series and six batted in. Righty against righty in the first pitch. Consuegra swings over the top of the fastball that dipped underneath the barrel, 0-1. Defensive alignment behind Javi tonight, but first the 0-1. Another fastball strike at 92, 0-2. Left to right of the outfield, Jamal O'Gwin, Jay Allen the second, and Gus Steiger in right with Austin Hendrick getting the night off. The 0-2 pitch, and that one, a fastball up above the letters. Consuegra thought about it, but holds off, 1-2. Third to first around the infield, Michel Triana, Rainey Reyes, Sebastian Almonte, and Ruben Ibarra. And Wilfred Astudillo doing the catching behind the plate. Catcher asked for time. 1-2 pitch. And Rivera spikes that breaking ball. Curve from Javi. And the count is 2-2. Lights have flickered on here at the stadium. Not much of an effect just yet. The 2-2. That one off the outside corner, a full count. Rivera, last time out, picked up his first professional victory in relief against Bradenton on Sunday, the 3-2. And Consuegra hits a high fly ball into left. Out is Reyes, in and to his right, O'Gwin, and he'll make the catch over his left shoulder for the second out. So base is empty, two down. And now it is the shortstop, Shervin Newton. Newton enters the day hitting at 281 in 17 games. Nine doubles, a homer, and 10 RBIs. Lefty, switch hitter, batting against the righty, throwing Rivera. And Newton takes a strike down and in. It is 0-1. Javi in that game last Sunday. Three shutout innings, a hit, a walk, and three Ks. As Newton fouls it back, 0-2. Left that game with Daytona leading 7-0. Bradenton scored four runs in the eighth. Ryan Cardona came on to get the last six outs to seal a Daytona win, the 0-2. And Newton, a check swing humpback liner that will bounce off the netting beyond the Mets' third base dugout. It will stay at no balls and two strikes. Rivera, 44 pitches, 29 strikes in that outing, the 0-2. And that misses up and away. 93 on the gun that time from Rivera. It's a ball and two strikes. Third baseman Triano well off the line. 1-2. And Newton check swing, may have made contact there. And it certainly sounds like it hit off the bat and then off the left leg of Astudillo. And Newton checking in on his former fellow farmhand. Astudillo originally signed out of Venezuela by the Mets. Came over to the Reds when the Cincinnati club took him in the minor league phase of the Rule 5 draft a couple years ago. 2-2 on the shortstop. Now Rivera ready. And this one hit on the ground a second. Coming in, Almonte gobbles it up. Underhand flip to Ibarra. And Rivera counters Seymour's 1-2-3 inning with one of his own. We head to the second here in Port St. Lucie. No score on the Tortugas Radio Network. Your Tortugas return to Daytona on Tuesday, May 3rd for a set with the Jupiter Hammerheads. It all starts with the Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by LabCorp and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. May the food be with you on May 4th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns on Cinco de Mayo with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on May 5th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We kick off the weekend with our first Copa de la Diversión night of the year on Friday, May 6th. Stick around after the final out for another First Friday firework extravaganza. Saturday, May 7th features our Fun on the Farm Day and then City of the Land night. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Night featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream and a special giveaway to celebrate Mother's Day. For tickets and more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172. Visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com. Bottom of the second inning, or rather top of the second inning, excuse me. Daytona and St. Lucie have yet to have a base runner. Fans need to get your group to their big event, then ride with Escott Bus Lines, the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. Escott Bus Lines has provided organizations of all types with high-quality charter bus transportation since 1983. Ruben Ibarra, Aiden Jones, Jamal O'Gwin, the three due up for the green-clad Tortugas tonight. Ibarra hitting a buck 67 in 18 games as he leads off the second. Seymour from the third base side, first pitch. And Ibarra takes a fastball at 94. It's a strike going one. Ibarra 11 for 66 at the plate. Two doubles, no homers, and six RBIs. Righty batter with an open stance. The 0-1. And Ibarra swings over the top of that pitch down at 89. It is 0-2. Their sinker that time from Seymour. Mets tonight in the home pinstriped white uniforms. Worn those a lot in this series, the 0-2. And Ibarra lays off the slider away. It's a ball and two strikes. Blue pinstripes on that home white jersey. Mets across the chest in orange script lettering. White and blue border. The 1-2. And Ibarra fouls another one back. He'll stay alive. Blue numerals on the front, orange numerals on the back with that same white and blue backdrop. Same white pants with the blue pinstripes all the way down to the ankles for Seymour tonight. Another 1-2 pitch to Ruben, and the slider slips up and in. It is even at two balls and two strikes. Mets tonight, blue caps, orange bills. Orange STL logo on the front with a white border. The break even to Ibarra. And another slider misses high. It's a full count. Seymour. White on white cleats. Can barely make out the manufacturer mark on the cleats as Ibarra hits a hard ground ball to short. Nice backhanded low pick by Newton. And he'll make the play to Barrasierta for the first out of the inning. 98-mile-an-hour ground ball from Ruben. And there is the first four up retired by Seymour tonight. And now the designated hitter, Hayden Jones. Jones got a great reaction on social media last night after he hit his first professional home run. A blast off the top of the Jim Beam bourbon bar in left field in the seventh inning. Righty against the lefty in the first pitch, way inside at 94. And Jones hops out of the way, 1-0. Hayden hitting at 229 in 14 games, 11 for 48. Two doubles, a homer, four RBIs. The 1-0. Jones on the ground a second. Doesn't have to move much is Via Vicencio. And he'll field and throw him out for the second out in the inning. So five straight retire to start the night for Seymour. And now the left fielder, Jamal O'Gwin. O'Gwin, 3 for 16 in six games. That's a 188 average. No extra base hits, no RBIs. They play him to Pulitat. First baseman off the line, the first pitch. There's a strike with a fastball at 94, chest high 0-1. O'Gwynn 0-3 last night with a walk. 2-for-12 in this series. The 0-1 from Seymour, and O'Gwynn, a line drive fair down the left field line. Over to cut it off by the line is Ramirez, and that'll hold O'Gwynn to a single. But Jamal with his third hit of the series, first base hit, first base runner of the night for either side. And Daytona with a man aboard, and two out for Wilfred Astudillo. 97 miles an hour off the bat on the O'Gwynn single. And now it is Astudillo. Went 0-for-2 before being lifted in the game on Thursday. And Astudillo, a swinging bunt third base side, fielded by Seymour to his right, and casually makes the play on the first to end the inning. So three ground ball outs and a single to left is how Daytona operates in the second. No runs, a hit, one left after one and a half. Still scoreless on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Hey, baseball fans, are you 60 and older and love coming out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark? Then be a part of the best ticket package in baseball with the Daytona Tortugas Silver Sluggers. What's included? You've got free parking, a complimentary t-shirt, a 10% Shell Shack discount, special offers at the concession stands, plus much, much more, in addition to tickets for 9 Tuesday evening ball games. So what are you waiting for? Sign up now by giving the Daytona Tortugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. That's 386-257-3172. Or visit us on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Bottom of the 6 o'clock hour. Justin Rock with you on the Tortugas Radio Network. No score as we head to the bottom of the second inning. William Lugo will lead off for the Mets. Right-handed swinging third baseman. You've got a delay for the Mets. First base coach running out there. Rivera doesn't care and throws the pitch anyway. And the umpire let him play on. A swing and a miss, 0-1. Usually they stop play like that, but Rivera totally unfazed. The 0-1 pitch, a strike outside corner, 0-2. Lugo had off last night for the Mets. He's had a nice series. And the 0-2 is a check swing up and away. And he laid off. Says Martin, it's a ball and two strikes. Lugo, 232 in 15 games. Seven extra base hits, a homer, seven batted in. The 1-2. And Lugo fouls it to the screen. It remains a ball and two strikes. Javi and Daytona wearing the alternate green uniforms tonight. Tortugas arched across the chest in white, the 1-2. And Lugo hits one hard but foul. Up the third base line, it's a ball and two strikes. White numerals front and back, powder blue border. Gray pants for Rivera all the way down to his ankles. The 1-2 pitch. Fastball on the outside corner. Got him looking. Strike three. 93 on the black. And there is the first strikeout tonight for the 22-year-old Rivera. Now it's Carlos Dominguez. Has a couple of home runs in this series. Batting average at 259. A double, five homers. That leads the team. Also has a team best 13 batted in. And Dominguez takes a strike down and away. It's 0-1. Javi Light and green Adidas cleats. Now the 1-0, rather the 0-1 outside 1-1. Green cap, green bill. White block, D logo on the front. Sheldon through the middle, wielding a bat. The 1-1. And that one sent to the screen again. It is 1-2. Rivera, as quick a worker as anyone on this Daytona staff, does not dawdle, stays on the mound, gets it, and rips it. The 1-2 pitch, and he strikes him out swinging. Fastball up at 91. Back-to-back strikeouts for Javi Rivera to begin the second. And he's an interesting case with the whole pitch clock system being in effect and implemented and called more, as Barrasierto, a ground ball up the middle. Nice backhanded play by Almonte up the middle. Low throw, not in time. A great pick by Ibarra on the backhand out towards the right field line. But the throw by Almonte just a hair late. And Barrasierto able to beat it out for an infield knock. First hit of the game for the Mets. First base runner of the game for St. Lucie. Outstanding effort by Almonte to get to that baseball. Not off the bat. That one might get through uninhibited. And that was it. So Omar De Los Santos will bat as the inning continues. Rivera from the stretch in the first base side for the first time tonight. And the first pitch, a strike outside corner, 0-1. And the reason I think it's interesting with Javi with the pitch clock is he's still sort of green, no pun intended, with the jerseys when it comes to pitching. Was not a pitcher until his college days, as that one just off the outside corner. Didn't miss by much. It's 1-1. Played a lot of third base at Freedom High School in Orlando. Wasn't crazy about the idea of pitching until someone told him that it might get him to pro ball. Is that one up and in? 2-1. Started pitching at Indian River State College in Jay Allen's hometown of Fort Pierce, Florida, before going on to FAU last year. The 2-1. And that one down and away. It is 3-1. Drake Osborne, the catcher, waiting on deck. Rivera rests that glove on his front left shoulder as he gets the sign. A look back towards first. Now the 3-1. And a foul tip into the glove of Astudillo. It's a full count. So Rivera still has a lot of his routine being relatively new. Still tinkering with things from a couple years ago. So may not have made himself situated into waiting on each pitch. A 3-2 pitch, fastball missing outside, ball 4. Did not miss off the plate by much. Rivera's balls in that at-bat all very, very close to the Pentagon. But the first walk of the game issued by Javi. And now the Mets have 2 on and 2 out in this rally for the catcher, Drake Osborne. Osborne had the walk-off winner for the Mets on Tuesday in the 10th. Hitting a .196 in 13 games, 9-for-46. Two doubles, a homer, 5 RBI. That's the first team to put a man in scoring position tonight as Rivera steps off and asks Astudillo to go through the signs again. American flag out in right center, now blowing out to left a tad. And the first pitch of the at-bat is hit in the air to left field. Back goes O'Gwynn to the warning track at the wall, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail out by the video board. Right on cue, we were talking about the wind blowing out in the direction of left field, and Osborne got one up into the jet stream and sends it out of here, his second home run of the year. RBI 6, 7, and 8, and the Mets' two-out rally comes back to burn Daytona. They've got a 3-0 lead. Now Osborne autographing a video camera on the Mets video team, as they now have MILB TV here in 2022. So the Mets have the early 3-0 lead yet again. And Kevin Villavicencio takes outside for strike one. Villavicencio 2 for 8 in this series. Joined the roster earlier in the week. Check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did. On appeal, says the base umpire, 0-2. At the first home run Rivera has allowed in his pro career. The 0-2 pitch, and this one punched back behind home plate off the hands. We'll do it again at no balls and two strikes. Almonte very nearly got Berisierta on that ground ball up the middle. But that bang-bang play did not go their way, and the Mets took advantage as Villavicencio strikes out on the fastball. Goes down looking to end the inning, but the Mets score three runs on two hits, a walk, and nobody left at the end of two. 3-0 Mets on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Sundays are for family fun days at the Jack. Come save a few dollars and be part of the Shell-tastic Family Club to close out your weekends. Sheldon's Family Fun Pack includes a general admissions ticket to every Sunday home game, a Tortugas cap, special food and drink vouchers, access to special events like kids run the bases and catches on the field, plus your own membership card and more. Plans are $24 for kids and $48 for adults. Give our ticket office a phone call and join in on a baseball atmosphere for all ages by calling 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Sebastian Almonte, Rainey Reyes, Jay Allen II, 8-9-1, due up for the Mets, or for the Tortugas against the Mets. Here in the top of the third inning, Almonte to lead off. And the first pitch from Seymour misses up and away for ball one. Almonte had off last night, trying to break out of a funk at the plate. Now the 1-0 from the right-hander. And Almonte takes a letter high strike with another fastball. It is 1-1. Almonte enters the day hitting a buck 16 in 13 games, 5 for 43. Two doubles, a triple. No homers, three RBI, the 1-1. And Almonte, a ground ball and a couple hops to short. Tough bounce for Newton, but stays with it. Off balance throw carries Berisierta towards home plate, but keeps his back foot on the bag. And Almonte retired for the first out of the third inning. So Seymour has retired the leadoff man in each of the first three innings. And now the nine-hitter, Rainey Reyes. Another player who has had a rough beginning to the year offensively. Comes into the day hitting below 100 at 094. As Reyes takes a called strike, fastball 0-1. Reyes 3 for 32 at the plate. No extra base hits and an RBI. Trying to break out of an 0-for-12 stretch in the last four games. The 0-1. And Reyes, another big bouncer towards shorts. Newton comes in, gets it on the big bounce. And throws on the infield grass to Berisierta for the second out. So, 2-6-3 putouts is how Daytona begins the third inning. And now it is the center fielder, Jay Allen II. Third and final day of the NFL draft going on today. Saw Jay, Gus Steiger, Jamal O'Gwin, all three outfielders today, doing some of their warm-ups by catching passes out in right field. Football carried around as Allen swings first pitch here and hits a ground ball and glances off the third baseman's glove and into left field. Allen's on his way to second. The throw in there is not going to be in time. Jay Allen II finding a way to get there at second base. On a ball that was glanced off the third baseman's webbing. Outstanding base running by Jay Allen II. To turn what should be a base hit into a double. They haven't put anything up on the scoreboard yet. But if there was ever a Daytona player that was going to get a benefit of the doubt, here in Port St. Lucie, it's going to be the local product in Jay Allen II, and indeed it is a base hit. And they will give him credit for a two-bagger on a ball that was hit at the third baseman. That is all Jay Allen II creating that himself. Well done by the 19-year-old. And now it's Gus Steiger. Struck out his first time up, and he fouls that one in and out of the glove of Osborne. It is 0-1. So Allen getting credit for his second double of the year. And now Daytona. Has a man in scoring position for the first time. The 0-1 to Gus. And that is a fastball missing below the knees. One ball and one strike. Steiger has been Daytona's best hitter this year in these spots. A 450 average. With runners in scoring position coming into play today. The 1-1, and Steiger, chopper up the middle, fielding by Newton to his left, throws behind the second base bag, and a strong arm toss gets him to end the inning. Daytona gets a base runner on the hustle double by Jay Allen II, but can't push him across as he's stranded aboard. We head to the bottom of the third, still 3-0 Mets on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Tortugas are always looking to make a positive impact. That's why every Tuesday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging. Every Tuesday night at the Jack, Tortugas players and coaches will don special pink-tinted uniforms as the franchise raises money and awareness in the never-ending fight against breast cancer. Nothing can be better than an evening of baseball under the lights and supporting a noble cause. To purchase your Breast Cancer Awareness Night tickets today, give the Tugues box office a call at 386-257-3172 or visit them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Javi Rivera looking for a bounce back inning. We head to the bottom of the third. Mets a 3-0 lead. Top of the lineup, two up for St. Lucie as Alex Ramirez first pitch swinging. Skies one into right. Over to his right is Steiger. And he reaches high into the air and brings it in that black leather mitt for the first out here in the third inning. Here's the center fielder, Stanley Consuegra. Flied out to left his first time, 0-1. And the first pitch from Rivera. Off the outside corner in the dirt. Tried a curveball there. It is 1-0. Righty fires. That one in the dirt as well. Two balls and no strikes. Couple of roster moves in Major League Baseball today. One positive, one negative that involved a former Tortuga. As time called at home plate. Bases empty, one out. 2-0 on Consuegra. Now Rivera offers, and Stanley swings through that pitch, dripping inside. It is 2-1. The good news we'll start with. Mitch Haniger placed on the IL today by the Mariners. That's not great news. The 2-1 foul back to our left. And will land, I believe, in one of the booths off to my left-hand side. Either where the high home camera operator is working or the main press area. 2-2. And Consuegra trying to get out of the way but gets hit on the wrist with that fastball with inward break. Rivera trying to say that the batter swung. And And Swager will get first base. Mets trainer has come out of the third base dugout. I believe that's Grace DiStefano. Cookie Dawkins out from the first base dugout to pick up Rivera's contest that the batter swung at that pitch. Dawkins talking with Matt Watkowski a little bit up the first base line. The Mets coaching staff and the trainer looking at Consuegra about 15 feet or so away from first base. But they'll head back to the dugout as Consuegra given first while Dawkins continues the conversation up along the first base side. I don't know if he maybe wanted the umpire to at least ask for help from Caleb Martin, the base umpire. But whatever Gookie asked for, it was not granted. And so the Mets have a one-out base runner in the third inning. For the shortstop, Shervin Newton. Newton grounded out to second his first time up, 0 for 1. Righty kicks and delivers, and Newton sends one off the facing of the roof. And back on down into the lower seating bowl. It's 0-1. But Haniger went on the IL today for the Mariners. And an old buddy of ours in Daytona has been called up to take his place as that pitch is low. One ball and one strike. One on, one out. Bottom three. Mets a 3-0 lead. Stuart Fairchild played in Daytona in 2018 and 19. Called up from AAA Tacoma as Newton hits a high pop. That will be a souvenir towards the third base seats and into the upper seating bowl about four rows back. It's 1-2. Fairchild originally from the Seattle area in Washington, so very excited to be playing for his hometown team. Reds traded him to Arizona back in the pandemic summer of 2020. I believe that was the deal that got the Reds Archie Bradley. 1-2 pitch, and Newton lays off the high heater at 92. And it's even at two balls and two strikes. So it was great to see that for Stu. Lock in number 30 tonight in the Mariner Navies. The 2-2 pitch and Newton on the ground right side. Fielding by Almonte has a tough time finding the handle. And as he's slipping onto the infield dirt, able to make the play on to Reyes to get the lead runner at second base. It was probably too soft regardless to turn a double play. But nice job by Almonte not to panic and still get the lead runner on the 4-6 fielder's choice. So one on, two out. And now William Lugo. Lugo struck out looking against Rivera last inning. He is 0 for 1. But the other Daytona alumni news as Lugo swings away first pitch and sends the fastball back to the mesh screen. It is 0-1. The bad news was a fan favorite in Daytona Beach. Outfielder Aristides Aquino designated for assignment by the Reds. This one hit in the air to deep center field. Back into his right, Jay Allen the second. And with the sunglasses still on, able to make the play in front of the warning track to end the inning. Mets get a base runner on a hit batter, but can't get him past first base. We head to the fourth, still 3-0 St. Lucie on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, the first Friday night home game of each month during the Tortugas 2022 campaign. Will conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 fireworks shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Michel Triana's in the box. Carson Seymour's ready on the mound, but there was still an on-field promotion going on over by the third base coach's box. And now they have departed the field, and that means the top of the fourth inning can get underway. Triana, Ibarra, and Jones, 3-4 and 5 set to hit for Daytona in the inning as the first pitch from Seymour is high for ball one. Through three, Daytona, no runs, 2 hits, no errors. They have left 2. Mets, 3 runs, 2 hits, no errors. They have left 1. The 1-0 pitch, and Triana hits a laser beam over the netting and off towards the concourse down the right field line. And it is 1-1. That ball coming off Triana's bat. Rapid at 108 miles an hour. At a 105-mile-an-hour ground out to first in his first trip. As Seymour clips the outside corner with a breaking ball. Slide piece, it is 1-2. Tortugas in green, Mets in the home whites with blue pinstripes. Overcast Saturday evening after a mostly sunny afternoon as Triana rushed back up and in at 95. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Right-hander at the shoulders. Now the break even. And Triana fists one in the air past the third baseman and under the glove of the shortstop, Newton, to his right. And in a left field for a seeing eye single. Was a little looper past the outstretched glove of Lugo. Newton tried making a play backhanded to his right-hand side, but was too far down for him to reach. And Michel Triana ends an 0-for-11 slide at the plate with a leadoff base hit in the fourth inning. So here is Ibarra. Rounded out to short his first time, 0-for-1. Seymour's first pitch in the dirt to the right. Smothered by Osborne, 1-0. You're seeing in the bottom of the last inning, Aristides Aquino designated for assignment today by the Reds. Connor Overton added it. As Ibarra takes a called strike, 1-1. Connor Overton, tonight's starter for the Reds, added to the roster from the taxi squad and spent this season at AAA Louisville. So he will get the ball tonight. It has been a tough go for Aquino as Ibarra swings and drives one in the air to center. But with the wind blowing in, this ball is going to stay in the ballpark. As back into his right goes Consuegra, now in a few steps, makes the catch for the first out. So Ibarra puts a charge into one, but has nothing to show for it. 102 miles an hour off the bat and 357 feet out there. So a loud out number one for Daytona. And here is the DH, Hayden Jones, grounded out to second base in the second. Righty comes home, and Jones takes up and away for ball one. Aquino this year was just 2-for-41 at the plate in 15 games with the Reds. So 049 average, runner goes. Jones a ground ball up the middle and past the diving glove of Villavicencio to his right in his center field. Triana on his way to third. He'll be there easily. A hit and run base hit for Hayden Jones. He continues to wax Mets pitching. And Daytona will bring the tying run to the plate with one out in the fourth. Here is Jamal O'Quinn. Daytona has had some trouble racking up base hits the previous two games. But they already have 4 hits and less than 4 innings tonight. And just 3 hits in back-to-back games earlier in the series. O'Gwynn base hit to left his first time. And takes a fastball strike outside corner at 93, 0-1. Aquino was so good in extended time for the Reds in 2019. Was so much fun at the end of that summer doing the out-of-town scoreboard. And it seemed like every time we did an update on the Reds, Aquino had homered. As O'Gwynn swings and misses at the elevated fastball, 0-2. But over the last 3 years, since the pandemic in 2020, until this year, he's played in 122 games, 303 plate appearances, but only has a 164 batting average with a 618 OPS. The 0-2 off the outside corner at 94, 1-2. But probably most alarming is a challenge there by the Mets. And that one unsuccessful. And the count will stay at one ball and two strikes on O'Gwynn. So the call on the field upheld. Mets 0 for 1 on challenges tonight. The 1-2 pitch, and O'Gwynn hits a dribbler towards the Mets' dugout. It stays a ball and two strikes, but 116 strikeouts for Aquino and 303 plate appearances and just 13 home runs. It's been a tough go. And there was a great point. I was talking with Doug Gray of RedsMinorLeagues.com about this. As that pitch off the outer half again, 2-2. Be interesting to see if anyone claims Aquino off waivers in the next couple of days. But there's one big change for Aquino in Cincinnati between 2019 and the last 3 years as O'Gwynn gets jammed and sends it off towards Daytona's bullpen. It remains 2-2. But Donnie Ecker was the Reds' assistant hitting coach that really helped Aquino during the 2019 season and right before it when he hit about 50 home runs between AAA and the majors. 2-2 pitch. O'Gwynn, a potential double play, ground ball to short. Newton on to second for one. Back to first by Villavicencio. Double play to end the inning. Took a big Baltimore chop, and the question was whether or not it would hang up long enough for O'Gwynn to beat it out. But a 6-4-3 double play, and Daytona strands a man at third in the fourth. No runs, two hits because of the double play, one left at the end of three and a half. Still 3-0 St. Lucie on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex Ticket Plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Carlos Dominguez leading off again in the fourth inning. He had homered on the first pitch in the fourth inning in back-to-back games earlier in the series. Swung at the first pitch from Rivera here in this fourth inning and fouled it back. As he takes down and away, it is 1-1. 3-0 Mets as we play here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Overcast Saturday night as Dominguez swings, skies one, will be a souvenir towards the third base side. And right onto that little breezeway between the upper and lower seating bowls. And the count 1-2. Dominguez, Barrasierta, De Los Santos. 5, 6, and 7 due up for the Mets in the inning. Here's the 1-2 from Rivera. And this one popped back in our direction, but this one too high for me to get a souvenir. This one lands on the roof. Only had a ball come into my booth once in my minor league career. That one in the dirt, 2-2. I guess I should just say broadcasting career. I don't think any basketballs have come flying in my direction. Maybe a soccer ball, I'm not sure. But there's definitely only been one baseball that's made it into my booth in my 8 years in the minors, as the 2-2. Nice curveball, Rivera asking for a challenge. This will be the first for Daytona tonight, and they ruled it missed high. Count 3-2 on Dominguez. And the call on the field stands. So the count will remain at 3-2 on Dominguez, as Daytona now 0-for-1 on their challenges tonight. Payoff pitch, and Dominguez hits a jam shot into shallow left. Out is Reyes in O'Gwynn. O'Gwynn calling for it, and he makes the catch with ease over by the chest word mark. One away in the fourth inning. Now, Jamal was telling Gus Steiger earlier in the day on the bus that right field's more fun than left. But Jamal's been way more busy out in left field than Gus is tonight. First pitch to Barrasierta, fouled back 0-1. Infield single his first time up. There's only one time a ball came into my booth. It was 2015. The Tennessee Smokies. Tyler Pearson was the batter for the Smokies as Barrasierta lines the 0-1 in the left field. He's 2-for-2. Barrasierta's had a marvelous series, 6-for-13 at the plate, including tonight. And the Mets have a one-out runner here in the fourth. The DH, Omar De Los Santos, will step in. De Los Santos walked and scored on the Osborne home run in the second. Tyler Pearson was the batter for the Smokies. Damian Magnifico, you may remember him from the Brevard County Manatees, who threw 100 miles an hour, was throwing in the ninth inning for the Biloxi Shuckers. As this one popped in the air, back behind home plate, Astudillo over by the warning track will make the catch for the second out. A bluff over at first base by Barrasierta and Astudillo, and the Mets first baseman share a laugh, both staring at each other, seeing who was going to make the move. Former teammates in the New York system. So two down. And here is Drake Osborne, a three-run home run, the only run scored tonight. Barrasierta leads off of first base. And the pitch high. It is 1-0. And in that game, sure enough, Pearson sent one right back the left of my head, right through my window, and left a dent on the wall behind us. Remember Mick Gillespie, my boss, our lead broadcaster, scurrying on the floor while still doing play-by-play to try and pick up the ball. Is that one high? 2-0. He wanted to take it home. I was like, no, that one's mine. That almost took my head off. And somewhere in New Jersey, that baseball still stands. But part of what made it funny is I had worked the year prior with Magnifico in Brevard County, as there's a strike at the knees, 2-1. One on, two out, bottom four, Mets a 3-0 lead. Went into the locker room for Biloxi the next day and said, Damian, you almost killed me last night. Damian would go on to pitch briefly in the major leagues, a 2-1. Here's a strike, low and away. Osborne didn't like it, 2-2. And the Mets catcher appears not choosing a challenge, trying to save those two for later on in the game. One on, two out. Deuces wild in the fourth. Rivera kicks and comes home, and Osborne lines one right field. Down in front of Steiger, a base hit. Barrasierta will stop at second. And so the Mets with two on and two out. And here is the second baseman, Kevin Villavicencio. Villavicencio struck out looking his first time, 0-for-1. Vicencio, youngest player on this Mets roster, just 18 years of age, was one of the top performers on the Mets' Dominican Summer League team last year. Added the roster earlier this week. Some injuries St. Lucie's dealing with. And this one, a ground ball to short. Reyes, sidearm toss to Almonte, covering the bag at second to end the inning. Mets pick up a couple singles, but Rivera stands strong and leaves them stranded aboard. We head to the fifth, still 3-0 Mets on the Tortugas Radio Network.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay? Is the laughter of a small child okay? Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You will
have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted. Okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay.
It's okay! Okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Like Lil Jon. Okay. I've got to come up with my own catchphrase. Okay!
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays, presented by Bud Light, are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Bottom third of the lineup, scheduled to bat for Daytona in the fifth. Carson Seymour back to work, has thrown 56 pitches through four. And his first pitch of the inning to Wilfred Astudillo, waved at and missed. It is 0-1. Astudillo, Almonte, and Reyes. The 3-2 up in the inning. Tanner Cooper beginning to throw in Daytona's right field bullpen, the 0-1. A slider called strike. Bottom of the zone, 0-2. Mets all three of their runs in the second inning on a two-out home run by Drake Osborne. Mets have action in their left field bullpen as well. The 2-0. And Astudillo off the hands. A one-hopper towards the shortstop. Newton glanced off the edge of the grass, but able to make the play on the tricky hop. And throw on to first to retire the leadoff man. So Astudillo 0-2. And now it is Sebastian Almonte. Ground ball to short, his first time, 0-1. Almonte, been in a funk offensively, hitless in his previous three games coming into tonight. 0-4 his last 11. First pitch here from Seymour, and Almonte puts a good swing, but a little bit late. And it hits off the netting first base side. It is 0-1. Joshua Cornelli, who is warming up in the ninth inning, while Dylan Hall was struggling last night, up and throwing for the Mets in left. The 0-1, and Almonte chases one off the plate inside, another fastball, 0-2. To finish up that thought we were sharing earlier about Aristides Aquino. And what's the call here? They just called Almonte out. Almonte is out because of a pitch clock violation, was not ready in the batter's box. And that is the second time in this series Daytona has struck out because they weren't ready for the 0-2 pitch. And that is not what Daytona was hoping for, and definitely not what you want from a guy who has been struggling like Almonte has. So now Rainey Reyes grounded out to short in his first trip. And he sends it to the screen. It is 0-1. But what we were saying with Aquino, that 2019 season worked so well with Donnie Ecker, who was the Reds' assistant hitting coach, left for the Giants in 2020, now with the Rangers, as that pitch is outside 1-1. And Doug Ray of RedsMinorLeagues.com said it'd be very interesting to see if the Rangers put a claim in on Aquino in the next couple of days to reunite him with Donnie Ecker. 1-1 pitch, and Reyes hits a big chop towards third. Over to his left, making the play, Lugo. And a strong throw across the diamond gets him to end the inning. So Daytona goes in order in the fifth. Seymour is now qualified for the win. The longest start of his young professional career halfway home here on this Saturday night. 3-0 Mets as Tanner Cooper comes on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Belly Buster Wednesdays are returning to East Orange Avenue. Starting at just $14 a ticket, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and of course, delicious, cheesy Marco's Pizza. Want to purchase a Belly Buster upgrade at the box office on game day? No problem. For just $4, you can add a Belly Buster to any Wednesday game ticket. Don't miss out on the mouth-watering goodies and jaw-dropping plays at Jackie Robinson Ballpark this summer. Get your Belly Buster Wednesday tickets today by calling the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or purchase them on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Take the field before the first pitch with your favorite Tortugas players as a part of our Field of Dreams package. Starting at $16 a person, fans receive a general admission ticket, a standard food voucher, and a Tortugas hat. Field of Dreams spots are going quickly, so be sure to act today. To purchase your Field of Dreams package today, call the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or log on to DaytonaTortugas.com for more information.
Go to the bullpen for Daytona as we move to the bottom of the fifth inning. Javi Rivera's day is done. Right-hander Tanner Cooper is on in support. 6'2", 217, 22 years old out of Farmington, New York. The Reds' 35th round pick in 2019 out of Finger Lakes Community College in upstate New York in Canandaigua, New York. Cooper will face off against the top of the Mets lineup in the fifth inning. And the first pitch to Alex Ramirez is low and away for ball one. Cooper, fourth appearance. Second out of the bullpen as this one skied in the air right side and onto the roof. It is 1-1. Cooper, 1-0 record, a spotless ERA. 10 hits in 12 innings, one unearned run. Four walks, 15 strikeouts, the 1-1. And Ramirez a line drive and a nice catch by Reyes before that ball bounced off the dirt. And finally an out call from the home plate umpire, Watkowski. And Ramirez retired. He's 0 for 3. Stanley Consuegra stepping up. Hit by a pitch his last time has also fly to left, 0 for 1. Opponents hitting 217. Off the right-hander Cooper so far this year. First pitch to the right-handed batter. And Tanner finds the outer half at 90. It is 0-1. Cooper made the start his last time out. As he finds the outer half again, 0-2. No decision, four innings, no runs, three hits. Two walks and two Ks, the 0-2 pitch, and he strikes out Consuegra. 91-mile-an-hour fastball. And there is the first punch out tonight for Coop. And there are two away in the fifth inning for Shervin Newton. Newton 0 for 2, a couple of ground balls. Once to the first baseman. And rather one to the second baseman and the second time to the second baseman as well on a fielder's choice. As Newton taking all the way, looks at a strike going one. Cooper working quickly, another swing and a miss. Change up down, it's 0-2. Astudillo couldn't find the ball, it was behind him. We'll get you Rivera's line if the inning continues past this pitch. It does as Newton fouls it back. Rivera, four innings, three runs on four hits. All earned, a walk, three Ks, the home run allowed. Hit one, batter, 68 pitches and 46 strikes as this one driven in the air right center field. Over to his left, Jay Allen the second. And he'll make the catch in the right center field gap to end the inning. So Tanner Cooper comes on, a 1-2-3 fifth inning, retiring the side in order. On 10 pitches through 5, 3-0 Mets on the Tortugas Radio Network. Return to Daytona on Tuesday, May 3rd for a set with the Jupiter Hammerheads. It all starts with a breast cancer awareness night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers night presented by LabCorp and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. May the food be with you on May 4th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all you can eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns on Cinco de Mayo with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on May 5th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We kick off the weekend with our first Copa de la Diversión night of the year on Friday, May 6th. Dick around after the final out for another First Friday Firework Extravaganza. Saturday, May 7th features our Fun on the Farm Day and City of the Land Night. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Night featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream and a special giveaway to celebrate Mother's Day. For tickets and more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172. Visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
With only 65 pitches under his belt, Carson Seymour will stay out for the Mets to begin the top of the sixth inning. We'll see if it's just to face Jay Allen the second or beyond. But Jay will lead off 1-for-2 with a hustle double his last time up. Daytona trailing by 3. And the first pitch waved at and missed under the hands. It is 0-1. Top of the lineup, 2-up for Daytona, Allen, Steiger, and Triana. Cornelli still throwing in the Mets bullpen, the 0-1. Allen a ground ball to short, backing up on it, Newton. And he'll make the quick transfer and throw for the first out in the sixth inning. So Allen 1-for-3 tonight. And now it is Gus Steiger. Steiger 0-for-2 has struck out looking and grounded a short tonight. They will leave Seymour in. Here with one out in the sixth. The first pitch from the right-hander. Here's a fastball across strike one. Seymour's an interesting story. We mentioned at the onset of the broadcast, sixth-round pick of the Mets out of Kansas State. But like Owen Holt, started his college career at an Ivy League school. Steiger shows bunt, pops it in the air, first base side, dies on the grass, barehanded by Osborne, and still able to make a quick throw to Barrasierta to get him for the out. Didn't look great off the bat, but when it just died on the grass after contact, you thought Gus had a chance with his speed. But Osborne making a nice play to get him. And there are two down in the inning for the third baseman, Michelle Triana. Base hit to left his last time up. And he's laid on the fastball there at 94. It is 0-1. Triana 1-for-2 is also grounded out to first base. But Seymour began his college career in Hanover, New Hampshire at my great uncle's alma mater, Dartmouth College. That one low, 1-1. Shout out to my great uncle, Sol Rockenmacher. And Aunt Linda's. It's a hard ground ball again by Triana. And what a snare by Seymour to his left to take away a base hit from Michelle. Triana now just 1-for-3 tonight, and all three balls he's hit have been hit at in excess, I should say, of 100 miles an hour. 1-2-3 goes Daytona in the sixth. They trail 3-0 on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays, presented by Bud Light, are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Tanner Cooper, second inning of relief. And the first pitch of the bottom of the sixth, a nice breaking ball that Lugo swings through. It is 0-1. 4-5 and 6, two up for the Mets in the inning. As that misses down and away, it is 1-1. Lugo, Dominguez, Barrasierta, the 3-2 up. And the 1-1 popped in the air. Third base side. Triana behind the third base bag on the dirt, now drifting back into his left. Unable to stay with it and make the catch by his hip for the first out. So four straight retired by Cooper to begin his night. And now it is the right fielder Carlos Dominguez has struck out and flied out to left this evening. An update what's going on around the FSL here on this Saturday night. As Dominguez takes a strike on the outside corner, it is 0-1. A lot of rain in the Sunshine State today, impacting games like it did yesterday. Is this one hitting off the facing of our booth and back down. I was ducking out of the way of that one. Luckily, that would have been too tall for me to get hit in the head anyway. As Dominguez fouls it off in the box, remains at 0-2. Although many friends and family of mine would tell you there's not much in my noggin anyway. Dominguez lines one to left. Coming in, O'Gwynn. And he'll make the play right about at his chin for the second out. So, Dominguez retired after nearly taking my head off. And there are two down now in the inning for Raul Barrasierta, 2-for-2. Couple singles and a run scored. But Tampa and Lakeland, Fort Myers and Clearwater both expected to play doubleheaders today after being rained out yesterday as Barrasierta takes a strike. It is 0-1. Again, Cooper quickly dealing. This one reached for, dunked out into center field and will land in front of Allen for a base hit. A three-hit night for Raul Barrasierta. Just threw his bat at that ball. Compare some of the hits Barrasierta has had. Very, very soft contact for at least two of the three, while Michel Triana has hit three balls 100-plus miles an hour and is 1-for-3. That is baseball, and Daytona on the road has just been as unlucky as any team could possibly be. Now here is De Los Santos has walked and popped up to the catcher. And the first pitch from Tanner is high for ball one. But Lakeland and Tampa rained out again today. Clearwater and Fort Myers had their doubleheader rained out as well. So only the games played in Bradenton here and Palm Beach in progress as De Los Santos swings and misses. Fastball down, it's 1-1. Bottom of the sixth in Palm Beach. Jupiter a 1-0 lead on the Cardinals. Gabe Bierman getting the start for the Hammerheads. Cardinals already in their bullpen as De Los Santos takes inside. It's 2-1. One on, two out, bottom of the sixth. Mets a 3-0 lead. The 2-1, and a late swing on the fastball away, 2-2. Only other game was delayed by rain. Bradenton and Dunedin tied at one, bottom of the second inning. Po Yu Chin for the Marauders, Michael Dominguez for the Blue Jays. as that fastball is high. And De Los Santos lays off. It's 3-2. Drake Osborne, after a two-out rally in the second inning, hit a three-run homer his first time. He is on deck. Payoff pitch, and De Los Santos, another flare. That one down into right field for a hit. Rounding second, hitting the third, Barisierta. Steiger throws into second. Back-to-back two-out hits by the six and seven hitters. And once again, a two-out rally will set the stage for Drake Osborne. Neither ball hit hard, but the Mets finding the holes. Daytona is not. And there are men at the corners for Drake Osborne. Osborne 2-for-2 in this one. A three-run homer for the game's only runs in the second. And then singled to right his last time in the fourth. Bottom of the Mets lineup has done a lot of damage in this series. But tonight especially. Cooper from the third base side of the mound. And the first pitch is high. Astudillo cringing after not getting the call. Really wanted that one 1-0. There is Cierto, the man at third. De Los Santos over at first. 1-0, runner goes. There's a strike. Astudillo's throw down. Cut off in front of the bag by Almonte. In case Barisierta tried a double steal of home. So the count is 1-1. And now De Los Santos at second base on the swipe. But that score between Dunedin and Bradenton, between Jupiter and Palm Beach, the only two scores in the league to update you on tonight. Everything else, as we said, has been washed away. So the Mets have second and third and two out. Base hit can make it a five-run game. The 1-1. Cooper off the outside corner. Tried the heater. It is 2-1. Kevin Villavicencio, second baseman, is on deck. Cooper looks towards second. The 2-1 to the catcher. At the knees, a strike. And it's even at 2-2. Cooper has pelted the strike zone so far tonight. 22 of his first 29 pitches have been strikes. Deuces wild, the 2-2. And this one a line drive over the head of Treon in the left field, a base hit. Osborne delivers again. Barisierta scores. De Los Santos in as well. Another two-out rally by 6, 7, and 8 in the Met order have created all five runs tonight. And the Mets have a 5-0 lead. The first two runs allowed by Cooper this season. The first two earned runs, I should specify. Osborne has bought in all five runs tonight for the Mets. He is 3-for-3. And the Mets, a 5-0 lead. Osborne with now 10 RBIs on the year. He had 5 in his first 13 games. He's got 5 tonight. As Villavicencio swings and misses at a pitch down and away, 0-1. And if the first 10 road games are any indication of what will happen, at least with Daytona offensively, this game is over. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. It is 0-2. Daytona has not scored 5 runs. And a game away from Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season, they've only scored 4 twice. They are 1-1 in those games. And what makes that interesting is Daytona has been able to score more than 4 quite a bit at home. As Villavicencio fouls that back and out of play, it's 0-2. 3 straight 2-out hits for the Mets. They have a 5-0 lead in the sixth. But at home, Daytona has scored 4 or more runs in all but 3 games out of 9 played at home. The 0-2 pitch, and Villavicencio skies it in the air. Out of play to the left, will do it again at 0-2. And why that's interesting to me, not just because of the big difference between home and road, but I remember in 2019, it was polar opposite. Daytona struggled so mightily hitting away from the Jack or other way around, they struggled so mightily hitting at the jack and were very good offensively on the road. As that one in the dirt, stopped by Astudillo to his right, 1-2. Well, this year, Daytona has thrived in their own ballpark and been quelled offensively away from it. 1-2 pitch. And the breaking ball misses outside and low, 2-2. Here's the 2-2 from Cooper. Another foul ball over the netting. And into the back level of the seating bowl. Remains a two-ball, two-strike count. The Mets have had a lot of long at-bats in this series. The next pitch to Villavicencio will be the eighth of this at-bat, the 2-2 pitch, and he got him to chase the breaking ball for strike three. Punched him out on the slider to strand a man aboard, but the Mets had two more runs on three hits and one man left at the end of six. 5-0 St. Lucie on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Here, the Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger with Wendy's signature applewood smoked bacon smothered in a brand new bourbon bacon sauce. Because Wendy's goes all in on flavor, unlike other places.
Innovation is this team's secret sauce.
Isn't our secret sauce kind of like Thousand Island?
Shh, they might be listening. Bill's right. Everyone, break your phone.
Get them on the table.
Okay. I don't have an insurance plan for my phone.
It's no secret. When it comes to flavor, we got you with the new Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger, only at Wendy's.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Daytona's going to need to break some trends to pick up a W tonight. Have not scored five runs in a road game this season. They trail 5-0 as we head to the seventh here on this Saturday night. Ruben Ibarra, Hayden Jones, Jamal O'Gwin, the three due up against the new pitcher, Joshua Cornelli. And the first pitch of the inning is up and away for ball one. Ibarra flied out to deep center his last time, has also grounded out to short. 1-0, Ibarra check swing, called strike anyway. It is 1-1. Cornelli standing at 6'2", 227 pounds. 21 years old from Caracas, Venezuela, the 1-1. Ibarra takes low 2-1. Signed by the Mets of South America in 2017. Get you the numbers for Cornelli after the 2-1. And Ibarra hits one high and deep but foul. Out of play towards the Mets batting cages. It is 2-2. Cornelli making his fifth appearance, 0-1, a 5.06 ERA, four hits in five and a third innings. The 2-2. And Ibarra on the ground at third. Backing up on it there, Lugo had some trouble finding the handle, but gets the seams and throws out Ibarra for the first out of the seventh inning. So leadoff man retired once again by Mets pitching. And now the DH, Hayden Jones. 1-2 with a base hit tonight. Cornelli, four hits in five and a third innings, four walks, nine strikeouts. A 200 opponent batting average coming into play today. First pitch to Jones. On the inside corner, a strike going one. Cornelli took the loss his last time out against Jupiter on Sunday. Gave up a run on one hit in one inning. Walked three, struck out one. As Jones swings at, misses at the high fastball. It is no balls and two strikes. Get to the final line for the starter, Carson Seymour. He's still not allowed to run this season as Jones strokes one in the air to right, coming on and having a plate on a bounce is Dominguez. So a second straight multi-hit game for Hayden Jones. He's got four this season, and they've all come against the Mets. So Daytona has their fifth base hit tonight. And now here is Jamal O'Gwynn. Singled to left in his first trip, grounded into a double play his last time up. One on, one out. Mets a 5-0 lead in the top of the seventh. The first pitch to Jamal is low. Fastball at 91-0. Seymour tonight. Six shutout innings, four hits, no walks, only two strikeouts. 71 pitches, 49 strikes, a quality start, and leaves in line for the win, the 1-0. O'Gwynn tardy on the fastball. It is 1-1. Cornelli pitched against Daytona back on April the 10th. That was the one game out of the three-game set Daytona won. Gave up two runs on two hits in a inning and a third. 1-1, and O'Gwynn brushed back inside. Another fireball from Cornelli. It is 2-1. Walked one, struck out three, threw two wild pitches in that game. At the belt, the 2-1 runner goes, and O'Gwynn a ground ball to third. That'll keep Daytona out of the double play, but Lugo throws out O'Gwynn for the second out. So, a man in scoring position and two down. Jones had his first stolen base of the year last night. And now here is the catcher, Wilfred Astudillo. Astudillo 0-2. Ground ball to the pitcher, ground ball to short. Split last year between Daytona and the Arizona Complex League. Righty comes home, and Astudillo brushed off the plate, down and in. It is 1-0. Astudillo was on Daytona's opening day roster last year. At 273 between the FSL and the Arizona Complex League. 1-0. And Astudillo takes outside 2-0. The 273 had 13 extra base hits. Nine of those were home runs. 27 RBIs. It was actually 3 of 4 on stolen base attempts last year. 2-0. And Astudillo swings away and skies it off the facing of the roof here. And back down into the lower bowl. It stays at 2-1. Astudillo listed at just 5'11". And 252 pounds, turned 22 years old. Last month in March, the 2-1. At the knees, a strike, 2-2. Sebastian Almonte, the second baseman, hoping for a chance on deck. American flag out and right, blowing out to left field as it was earlier, the 2-2. And Astudillo drives one down the right field line. That one down for a base hit. Jones rounds third. Dominguez's throw comes into second base. Once more, the Tortugas break up the shutout in the late innings. Astudillo getting back to first ahead of the tag by the first baseman, Barra-Sierta. So Astudillo, his first hit, his first RBI of the season. And Daytona's on the board. It is 5-1. So despite Daytona's offensive woes away from the Jack, still have yet to be shut out this season. As Almonte can't connect on the high cheese. It is 0-1. Almonte struck out looking his last trip, has also grounded out to short. Trying to break an 0-for-12 stretch at the plate, the 0-1. And a swing and a miss through a fastball inside, 0-2. About a quarter to eight here in the East. Daytona a run in on a couple of hits. The 0-2 pitch elevated a tad bit too far. And Almonte able to lay off. It's 1-2. Rainey Reyes, the shortstop on deck. Astudillo, a brief leadoff first, the 1-2. And that one just barely missing, nipping the inside corner. And Almonte, a good eye, it's 2-2. First base, Astudillo being held on, and Almonte gets hit. Tried to throw a breaking ball at 83, and Almonte wears it on his left shoulder. And so Daytona with a couple of base runners aboard. And now it is Rainey Reyes. Reyes 0 for 2, a couple of grounders to the left side of the infield. One's to short, one's to third. And Victor Ramos, the Mets pitching coach, out of the third base dugout to have a talk with Cornelli. There is action in the Met bullpen out in left. That is Grant Hartwig up in warming. Picked up the win out of the bullpen in the opening game of the series on Tuesday night. Speaking of the Mets and pitching, how about the New York Mets last night? They throw a combined no-hitter. Five different pitchers. Took 159 pitches to do so. But former St. Lucie Met Tyler McGill and four Met relief pitchers combining on a 3-0 no-hitter of the Philadelphia Phillies, just the second no-hitter in Mets franchise history. And many people who like to have some jabs at Met fans will tell you that was the first real no-hitter in Mets history. As there is a strike on the inside corner to Reyes, 0-1. Runners at first and second, two out, top of the seventh. Daytona a run in. They trail 5-1. The 0-1. Reyes rolls over one. Foul. And Lenny Harris tried to make the bare hand play to his right. Couldn't. It is 0-2. But that game where Johan Santana no-hit the Cardinals, I want to say it was 2012. Had the game been played today, 10 years later, it would not have been a no-hitter because Carlos Beltran hit a double down the left field line. That was ruled a foul ball. Is that one outside 1-2? And they went back and looked at the replay during that game. They would have seen it was a fair ball. And Beltran would have been awarded a base hit. And the no-hitter would have never happened. But last night, couldn't take it away from the Mets as Reyes maybe chased ball two inside. And grabs enough to stay alive. And it made me wonder, thinking about that last night, going back through all the no-hitters, obviously there's a lot of games where there's no video footage of, but how many plays like that would have taken away a no-hitter from somebody or given a no-hitter to somebody had there been replay review in years past, as time called with Cornelli stepping off. I need somebody with more access and archive footage than I to figure that out. This little dribbler over the mound, charging in the second baseman via Vicencio, and oh, what a defensive play on the infield grass to make the quick throw to get Reyes to end the inning. Daytona gets on the board, a run on two hits, and a couple men left aboard. Time to get up and stretch here in Port St. Lucie. Mets lead it 5-1 on the Tortugas Radio Network.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. The first Friday night home game of each month during the Tortugas 2022 campaign will conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172. Or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Thank you.
Tanner Cooper back for his third inning of relief. Mets a 5-1 lead here on this Saturday night. Daytona one run, six hits, no errors. They have left three tonight. The Mets five runs, seven hits, no errors. They have left four. Fans, Escott Bus Lines is the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. Escott Bus Lines, a family-owned company that's been providing organizations of all types with charter bus transportation since 1983. Reserve your ride at escottbuslines.com. That's escottbuslines.com. The first pitch of the inning was a strike. Even with the music still blaring and kids screaming, home plate umpire had to turn around after the first pitch and tell the press box to kill the music. That pitch outside, it is 1-1. That's fouled back by Ramirez, 1-2. Ramirez 0-3 tonight. Ground out to third, fly ball to right, line out to short. Cooper straddles the mound. The 1-2. In the dirt with a fastball. Blocked by Astudillo, two balls and two strikes. Tortugas in the green alternates. Mets in the blue pinstriped home whites. The 2-2. Ramirez reaches down. Line drive center field coming on Allen. And the speedy 19-year-old robs his fellow prospect counterpart with a nice running grab into right center field. So Ramirez 0-4 tonight. And now it is Stanley Consuegra 0-2, but hit by a pitch. Struck out his last time against Cooper in the fifth. This one, first pitch, ground ball to short. Reyes fields on the forehand, and the throw nearly pulls Ibarra off the bag. But a good lunge out towards the home plate side of the pillow for the second out. So two quickly retired by Cooper in the seventh. And now it is the shortstop, Shervin Newton. Couple ground balls to second, a fly ball to center tonight, 0-3. With his walk-up song still playing, Cooper finds the bottom of the zone for a first pitch strike. The pace of these games have been big. And the Mets challenge that call and do so unsuccessfully. So the Mets 0-2 on their three challenges tonight. And Newton a healthy cut through a high heater. It is 0-2. Daytona will have the top of their lineup scheduled to bat in the eighth. The 0-2 from Tanner. Struck him out swinging. That's the third strike. I don't know why the umpire's saying, what? Not sure where the 1-2 came into play as this one ripped into left center field, back at the track, at the wall, and that one is gone. It looked like the Tortugas had struck out Newton to end the inning. But somewhere, the umpiring crew, I think, missed a third strike. And now Newton with a home run to make it a 6-1 game. The Mets challenged the first call. And it looked like the call on the field stood. Newton fouled off the next pitch, swung and missed at the next. And somewhere, a ball was ruled. And now the Mets have a 6-1 lead. I have no idea where that ball came into play. I don't know if they called Cooper for a pitch clock violation or what. Well, the count now 0-2 on William Lugo. And now he hits a high pop up into shallow left. Out is Reyes, in is O'Gwynn. And O'Gwynn makes the catch over his left shoulder to end the inning. I thought Cooper had struck out Newton to end the inning. But somehow he was able to get an extra pitch. And the Mets take advantage with a home run to make it 6-1. We go to the eighth, 6-1 Mets.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today.
at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Come on in. We're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Dustin's Barbecue has been family-owned and operated since 1991. Our goal was to create a friendly restaurant that served the very best Southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, we definitely made it happen. From our smoker comes all of the favorites you crave, and when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real Southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow smoked to perfection. Pulled pork or sliced pork, fall off the bone chicken, St. Louis style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all customer favorites. Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next party or event. Locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, Edgewater, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our daily lunch and dinner specials at DustinsBarbecue.com.
Popped into Adam McDonald's booth on the Mets radio network next door to see if I was insane for thinking Shervin Newton had struck out before he hit that home run, and thankfully I am not alone. So somewhere either the umpires screwed up the count or they misinterpreted what the challenge was on the first pitch of the at-bat. As Jay Allen the second takes low for ball one. Mets have made a pitching change. Grant Hartwig now on in relief. And that pitch is down and away 2-0. Allen 1-for-3 with a double tonight. But what Adam and I discussed is the most possible thing to have happened as Allen takes low 3-0 is that on that challenge on the first pitch, it must have been ruled a ball and Daytona challenge, and the call was upheld because we thought it was ruled a strike and that it was Newton challenging as Allen takes low and away ball four, and he's aboard with a leadoff walk here to start the top of the eighth inning. Here is Gus Steiger, 0-for-3 tonight. Tried to bunt himself aboard last time. But that's the only thing we could surmise, was that the first pitch was actually a ball, and every indication that we were given up here in the press box that it was a strike and challenged by the Mets, not a ball, and challenged by Daytona unsuccessfully. As that one up and away to Gus, 5 straight balls to start the night for Hartwig. But I was very relieved to know I wasn't the only one totally befuddled by Cooper not being credited with a strikeout on Newton last inning. A throwback to first, and Allen somehow able to get in there ahead of the tag from Barrasierta. The second baseman, Villavicencio, has his hands on his hat. They thought he got him. And Sierra coaching up Allen over at first base after the pickoff throw. Count still 1-0 on Steiger. The 6-1 game in the eighth inning. And Gus takes a call at strike 1-1. I mean, it wouldn't have been the first time an umpire in pro ball has lost track of the count. Remember Shervin Newton broadcasting a game when he was playing for the Kingsport Mets many moons ago as Steiger fouls that one to our right, 1-2. I want to say it was Shervin Newton at the plate where he's doing a game in Greenville and looked like it was ball four and the at-bat continued. I looked over to the man to my left, our official scorer, and Wingu waved my four fingers saying, that was ball four, right? And he goes, yeah. Ended up walking on 5 pitches as that pitch is outside 2-2. So it's definitely happened before, but I'm curious because game day had the first two pitches as strikes as well, and I think gave a phantom ball on the swing and miss from Newton, unless Foul ball off the hands from Steiger. It's 2-2. The only other thought I could have that could have potentially resulted in an extra pitch being needed for Newton was that on that swing and miss on what we thought was strike three, Cooper may have been called for a pitch clock violation, but I don't know. The 2-2. And Steiger, a ground ball up the third baseline, will do it again. And that's where, you know, the announcement over the PA system is great, but much like they've started doing in Major League Baseball now, you need to mic up the umpires. You need to do it. Too many situations like this where a whole lot of people have to make decisions in the press box as this one fouled out of play towards Daytona's bullpen. Really a nice catch with a hat off towards a little walkway between the clubhouse and the seating bowl. One on, nobody out, top of the eighth inning. Mets a 6-1 lead, 2-2 the count on Gus Steiger. Allen the second walked, he is at first. 2-2. On the outside corner, and Steiger is going to challenge. So it is ruled a ball. So now I think we finally figured it out. So the home plate umpire waved his hands to the side. We've been told that that signal means that the call has been upheld, but apparently that call now means ball. As Steiger swings and pops it up in the infield, Allen retreats back to first base. Barrasierta calling for it in front of the pitcher's mound. And the first baseman makes the grab with two hands for the first out of the inning. So there we go. And that's something not on the umpires from last inning. It was just something that needs to be better communicated, I think, from the folks at Major League Baseball on down as to what the signals are for what thing. As Michelle Triana takes low for ball one. So with that challenge from Steiger, from a strike to a ball with the signal from the umpire, so the signal that was made on that first pitch to Shervin Newton, Newton did challenge and won the challenge, as apparently that motion with the umpire waving safe as a swing and a miss there, 1-1, means that it was a ball. And I guess, you know, raising that right hand or left hand in a fist motion like a base umpire does on an out on the bases means a strike. 1-1 grounded foul up the first baseline, 1-2. We had been told that motion of safe from the home plate umpire meant the call on the field had been upheld. And that's why everybody up here in the press box had thought Newton had struck out instead of hitting a home run, or why he was given an extra pitch before he hit the home run. So one on, one out, the 1-2, and Triana out of play again to the left. Over towards the batting cages. Stays at 1-2. Michelle 1-for-3 with a hit tonight. So it's these little context clues. That's the frustrating part about it, why you need these guys, these umpires mic'd up. 1-2 pitch. Triana, a big bouncing ball, fair over the head of Barrasierta and down the right field line. Allen on his way to third. He'll be held there by Harris. Throw in very wild and over towards the Mets bullpen, and everyone's going to move up. Allen scores. Triana on his way to second. He'll stop there. Carlos Dominguez has a rifle of a right arm and got a little too greedy trying to show it off there as his airmail throw allows Daytona to get that run back at 6-2. Second hit tonight for Triana. Well, probably should not be credited with an RBI there as Allen was held at third. Well, we will double check. Now Daytona, the man at second and one out, and before Hartwig could make his next pitch, Victor Ramos out of the third base dugout to have a conversation with the reliever. So they did put an extra hit up on the board for Daytona, and then the error that allows Allen to score and Triana to take second base. More action in the Mets bullpen out in left field. Another right-hander up and warming. So indeed it was ruled a single. And then the throwing error on Dominguez. No RBI granted to Triana. But Daytona has another man in scoring position and one out for Ruben Ibarra, 0-3. Righty deals, and Ibarra can't connect on the breaking ball, 0-1. Looks to be Nathan Jones throwing in the Mets' left field bullpen. The 0-1, Ibarra, hard line drive past the diving glove of Villavicencio in his center field, a hit. Coming up throwing is Consuegra. And holding at third base is Triana in a four-run game. We were hoping, at least for Ruben's sake, that they'd send Triana around and Ruben could get an RBI. But with Consuegra's strong arm out in center in a four-run game, Lenny Harris has been down this road a lot of times as a pro ball player and as a coach now. Not going to risk making that out at home plate. And they need every run they can get. So now Hayden Jones, a couple of base hits tonight, 2-for-3. Runners at the corners, one down. And that down and in. It is 1-0. Hartwig, new arm for the Mets. 6'3", 241 pounds. Out of Plymouth, Michigan. 24 years old is the right-hander. Daytona, a man in. Two hits and an error in the inning as Jones hits a mile-high fly ball in his shallow center. Calling for it is Shervin Newton, a step or two onto the outfield grass, and makes the play with two hands for the second out. So Jones retired for the second time tonight. And now the left fielder, Jamal O'Quinn. Singled his first time, since then a double play ground ball, the short and a ground out to third. Numbers for Hartwig coming into tonight. This is sixth appearance, 3-0, a spotless ERA with one save. Hartwig fires, and O'Quinn thought about it. Lays off the pitch inside, 1-0. Hartwig, five hits allowed in 8 1/3 innings, no runs, two walks, 12 Ks. A 172 opponent batting average, the 1-0. And a breaking ball on the outside corner, 1-1. Final line for Joshua Cornelli. One inning, a run on two hits. No walks, no strikeouts. Hit a batter, 27 pitches and 17 strikes. The 1-1. And O'Quinn, a laser in a left field, a base hit. And there's the first RBI of his professional career. Triana scores, stopping at second, Ibarra. It's an RBI base hit for Jamal O'Quinn, his first career multi-hit game as well. And make it a 6-3 ball game. And another solid game for O'Quinn since his arrival in Daytona Beach. Batting average probably not where he'd like it to be, but continues to get on base at a high clip. And Grant Hartwig, who had not allowed an earned run in his first five appearances of the year, 8 1/3 innings, has given up two tonight in this eighth inning. And Nathan Jones will come on in relief to try and help the Mets get out of this pickle. Daytona has two runs in, and they've got the tying run coming to the plate in the form of Wilfred Astudillo. He'll face Nathan Jones when we return. 6-3 Mets. Two on, two out on the Tortugas Radio Network. Your Tortugas return to Daytona on Tuesday, May 3rd for a set with the Jupiter Hammerheads. It all starts with the Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by LabCorp and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. May the food be with you on May 4th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns on Cinco de Mayo with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on May 5th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We kick off the weekend with our first Copa de la Diversión night of the year on Friday, May 6th. Dick around after the final out for another First Friday Firework Extravaganza. Saturday, May 7th features our Fun on the Farm Day and then City of the Land Night. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Night featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream and a special giveaway to celebrate Mother's Day. For tickets and more information on all promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172. Visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com. Go to the, we're still playing here on the top of the eighth inning. Nathan Jones, the new arm in the game for the Mets, as Daytona has had their bats erupt in this eighth inning. And Wilford Astudillo will not bat here. They will pull him back and bring up Andrew Salcedo as a pinch hitter. Salcedo pinch hit in the ninth inning last night and picked up a base hit. And so he will get an opportunity here as the game's tying run. Daytona has two on and two out here at the top of the eighth inning. Two runs already in, and Jones' first pitch to Salcedo. Down and in for ball one. Salcedo comes into the night for Daytona, hitting a buck 90 in nine games, 4-for-21. No extra base hits, four RBI. Switch hitter, batting lefty. And the first pitch to Salcedo was a ball, and the second one misses outside two. It is 2-0. Jones, his second appearance in this series as well. Ibarra at second, O'Gwynn at first. The 2-0 to Andrew. And that missing down and in, 3-0. On the Tortugas pinch hitter, Austin Hendrick has grabbed a bat. He will hit for Sebastian Almonte should Salcedo get aboard. Daytona trying to put the tying runs aboard. The 3-0 pitch off the outside corner. Ball four, a bases loaded situation coming up for Austin Hendrick. Another pinch hitter for Daytona. We've seen Cookie Dawkins be more aggressive in that category over the last couple of weeks, as Hendrick will be a hitter. Now they're telling Salcedo, I'm not sure what's happening here. Cookie Dawkins has been ejected from the ball game. What just happened? Cookie Dawkins was just ejected, came out. Salcedo went to first base. O'Gwynn went to second. Ibarra went to third. And they just ran Cookie Dawkins. What just happened? Well, base umpire Caleb Martin getting in between the two. Lenny Harris joining in on the conversation, talking to Cookie as well, trying to get in between the two. Jeffrey Sierra is out there as well. Well, Cookie Dawkins has been ejected from this game. O'Gwynn went back to first. Ibarra is at second. Did the Mets challenge that ball four? I have no idea what this umpiring crew is doing tonight. Between the hand signals on the challenges and now Salcedo apparently not walking. It's 3-1. I guess the Mets did challenge, and now a foul ball out of play to the left. It's 3-2. This has not been a well-communicated game by this umpiring crew by any stretch of the imagination. It's a payoff pitch apparently to Salcedo. And the righty Jones deals and fouled out of play to the left. Runners in motion with two outs. We'll do it again. So Dawkins has been ejected from this game. I imagine Lenny Harris will be the acting manager as the bench coach. But another bizarre set of circumstances here in the late innings tonight in Port St. Lucie. A lot of it not involving any of the players themselves. The payoff pitch again, and he strikes out Salcedo to end the inning. He thought he had ball four, but his umpiring crew not doing a good job motioning the calls on these challenges, evidently. We head to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's a 6-3 Mets lead.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
So exactly what we surmised happened in the top of the eighth inning is what indeed happened. Again, having to go into Adam McDonald, the play-by-play voice of the Mets booth, to ask what he may have thought happened in that inning. And he said for sure Nathan Jones challenged that call by tapping the top of his cap. But as we said, what we imagine had happened, the umpiring crew did an abhorrent job. And I don't like using those critical adjectives, but that's the best way to describe an abhorrent job at explaining to the fans or motioning to the press box whether it was a challenged call or if it was a ball or strike. And that's why Gookie got run. As Dominguez takes a strike at the knees, it's 0-1. Tanner Cooper out for his fourth inning of work. The 0-1 pitch, that one high, 1-1. And that's part of the flaw, multiple things. Part of the flaw of them only being two umpires at this level of the minor leagues, which makes no sense to me. They got three umpires in college. No reason that shouldn't be the case in professional baseball at all levels, as that is high, 2-1 to Dominguez. 6-3 Mets, bases empty, nobody out. Daytona's going to challenge, and it is indeed a strike. This time the umpire actually made a demonstrative call, so everyone knew what was happening. So the count is 1-2. There have been so many issues with that tonight. I've had no idea how many challenges or how many successful challenges teams have had as Dominguez strikes out. And or did he? That's 1-2. Now the umpire doesn't know what the count. Dominguez is staying in the box. The infielders are throwing the ball around. And this is what happens when you've got these umpires like this. Nobody knows what in the world the count is. Robbie Robinson's coming in to argue. Daytona had challenged. And the umpire just telling him to look up at the video board. But this has just not been a well-umpired game. And the second point is saying there need to be more umpires, especially at these lower levels. And having this challenge system at this level in low A, I get why they did it. As that pitch up and in to Berra Sierta, it is 1-0. Draws some oohs and ahs from the crowd. But the other problem with it here is the 1-0. Breaking ball strike, Berra Sierta stepping in the bucket there, 1-1. Is the umpires in this league, to a certain degree, it's not their fault. As that one high, 2-0. And the reason I say that is these are the youngest umpires in full season baseball. Swing and a miss, 2-2, elevated fastball. These guys were working in complex ball last year, either in Florida or Arizona. This is, for many of them, their first taste of full-season baseball. Is this a pop fly into center? Coming on Allen, he'll make the catch for the second out. And now they're having to deal with all these different new rules that have not been implemented for any umpiring anywhere else in the history of baseball before this month here in April with this ABS challenge system. And you've got the youngest of all the umpires, the newest of all the umpires, left to fend for themselves here. As first pitch swinging, Omar De Los Santos singles or pitch one down the left field line. On his way to second, he'll be there standing with a double. So Omar De Los Santos on base for the third time today as he doubles down the third baseline in the left. And now a man at second and two out for the bane of Daytona's existence tonight. The catcher, Drake Osborne, who is 3-for-3 with a three-run home run, a two-run single tonight. He's driven in five of them at six. St. Lucie has a man at second and two out here in the bottom of the eighth inning. But unfortunately, the story in this game has become sort of the flaws with this new ABS challenge system. In terms of it being communicated to us here on the press level, as well as to both dugouts, as this one fouled off towards Adams' booth to our right, but off the facing underneath. It is 0-1. We're doing the best we can. We have been talking a lot in between these innings now as it is called a balk, I guess, on Cooper. Didn't see much from Tanner there, but the base umpire, Kayla Martin, immediately pointing at it and making the call. So De Los Santos given third on the balk. Now a man there with an 0-1 count. Roddy Cooper fires. And a fastball. Osborne thought about it, lays off 1-1. Daytona in the top of the ninth inning. We'll have Almonte, Reyes, and Allen do up. As that one in the dirt, blocked there by Salcedo. It is 2-1. Salcedo pinch hit for Wilford Astudillo in the top of the inning. And has taken over behind the plate defensively here in the bottom half. This one skied in the air, off the end of the bat into shallow right. Coming on is Steiger, and he'll make the play to end the inning. So the Mets get a two-out base runner on the double by De Los Santos. They'll leave him stranded aboard. To the ninth we go. 6-3 Mets on a confusing Saturday night in Port St. Lucie.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the oceanfront lounge and restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Roles were reversed this inning. Adam McDonald, the voice of the Mets, came into my booth trying to figure out what was going on in that last half inning. It has been a struggle for everyone involved with these ABS challenge rules tonight. As Austin Hendrick will not hit for Sebastian Almonte as he was going to in the eighth inning. He's in the on-deck circle now for Rainey Reyes. Right now, as Nathan Jones back to work in the top of the ninth, and Almonte takes a strike at the letters 0-1. 8-9-1 due up for Daytona. Mets a 6-3 lead. Daytona with one in the seventh, two in the eighth. As there is another strike. Bender from Jones, 0-2. Mets with three in the second, two in the sixth, and another in the seventh. Here's the 0-2 pitch, and Almonte lays off away. It is one ball and two strikes. Jones got the final out. A very confusing top of the eighth inning. Never got you his numbers. 1-0 record, a 4.26 ERA in five games, and that brushes Almonte off the plate inside, 2-2. Seven hits and six in a third innings. One walk, six Ks, a 2.92 opponent average. 2-2 pitch. Almonte hits one in the air, left-hand side. Out is the shortstop, Newton, to his right. And on the outfield grass in front of the charging left fielder, Ramirez makes the play for the first out in this ninth inning. Been a bizarre night. I find it interesting that the first four challenge games went by with much less incident than this one for Daytona on the road. It's not a factor for the Tortugas in their own ballpark, as they are the only team in this league that do not have the Hawkeye system and thus no ABS, no automated ball strike system. Austin Hendrick up to pinch hit. And the first pitch to him down and in with a 83-mile-an-hour offering, 1-0. Hendrick comes into the night hitting at 262 in 17 games, two doubles, three homers, and six driven in. Bases empty and one out, the 1-0 from Jones, and Hendrick hits a high fly ball into right. Out is the second baseman. Calling off him is the right fielder, Dominguez, and he'll make the catch for the second out. And the Tortugas down to their final out tonight. So here is Jay Allen, the second. One for three, a double and a walk. He's also scored a run in this game. That's it. Preface this before the final out. Not putting any blame on Daytona, the Mets, or even really the umpiring here tonight. At least in particularly the two umpires individually. Witkowski behind the plate. There's a strike to Allen. It's 0-1. And Martin on the bases. Be a challenge by Daytona, and it is indeed a ball. At least we now know what the hand signals are. That has been one of the problems. Miscommunication from Major League Baseball and the umpires to us and the press level as to what the signals were. That one low and away, 2-0, and then confusion from both managers in that eighth inning over the hand signals and making it clear to both sides that the play had been challenged and whether the call was overturned or not. The 2-0. And Allen sends it back behind the plate, 2-1. A nice job by Steiger to catch it off the netting. And the count 2-1 on Jay. And it's just a tough place for these umpires to be placed in. There's only two of them, and they're dealing with rules that no umpire has ever had to deal with in 150-plus years of America's pastime. Swing and a miss, and the catcher Osborne wore the worst of that. I don't know if Osborne got hit on the follow-through or what, but Osborne hit the deck. I don't know exactly where he got clipped. He was trying to tell the trainer he was all right. Mets trainer out there, Kiyoshi Tada. And he and Robbie Robinson head back to the Mets third base dugout. So, yeah, I don't want to preface that. I'm not blaming Witkowski or Martin. It is an extremely difficult position they have been placed in with these rules this year. And my guess is they'll be better explaining in August and showing in August as Allen fouls it out of play. We'll continue on. But for the time being, they're still learning how to make those announcements the best way. And it's led to a lot of head scratching and twisted pretzel noggins here in Port St. Lucie this evening. Is that outside 3-2 on Allen the second. Gus Steiger waiting on deck. I think that's important to make clear. 3-2 pitch, and Allen grounds one. Back through the middle, base hit center field. Allen, a wide turnaround first just to make sure the Mets are paying attention. Third time Jay's been on base tonight. Gets a big roar from the hometown crowd. There's a word ahead of myself there. And so the game continues for Gus Steiger. These last 2 days with Jay Allen II, I'm getting major 1986 Mets vibes. Thinking back to game six that year, and every batter that came up with two outs, a Steiger, a ground ball. Allen avoids it, and it's through into right field, a hit. And hey, with two outs here in the ninth inning, Michel Traiana is going to come up as the game's tying run. We mentioned earlier, Daytona has not scored over four runs in a game on the road this season. This game's been bizarre enough. Why not change the tide tonight? Traiana 2-for-4 with a couple of base hits. But the reason I get big 86 Mets vibes from Allen is, remember watching all the videos and things like that from that crazy Bill Buckner game. As Traiana takes the first pitch, breaking ball, a strike 0-1. But everyone on that team, when they came up with two outs in game six, said, I don't want to be the one to make the last out. And no one ever did. And that's been Jay the last two nights with two strikes, refusing to make the final out. As Traiana swings and golfs one in the air to right. Will it have enough distance? No, it will not. Dominguez towards the line, makes the catch on the outfield grass. And Daytona for the second straight night. A valiant comeback effort in the latter stages. But we'll leave the tying runs on base here on this Saturday evening. A bizarre night here in Port St. Lucie. But a tough way for the game to end here on this Saturday night. Mets win it 6-3. They've taken four of the first five in this series. They've captured the series for the second time this season against Daytona. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap it all up. Mets win it 6-3 here on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Your Tortugas return to Daytona on Tuesday, May 3rd for a set with the Jupiter Hammerheads. It all starts with the Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by LabCorp and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. May the food be with you on May 4th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns on Cinco de Mayo with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on May 5th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We kick off the weekend with our first Copa de la Diversión night of the year on Friday, May 6th. Stick around after the final out for another First Friday firework extravaganza. Saturday, May 7th features our Fun on the Farm Day and then City of the Land night. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Night featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbor's Ice Cream and a special giveaway to celebrate Mother's Day. For tickets and more information on all promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172. Visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
It's now time for the Recap Report, featuring a look back at today's game.
scores from Major League Baseball, and a look forward to the Tortugas' next game. So let's send it back out to the stadium and the voice of the Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Another bitter pill for Daytona to swallow tonight as they sent the tying run to the plate in the ninth inning. And Michelle Triana did his best to send one out onto the right field berm, but came up a couple of feet short as the Mets take the series, take the game by a final of 6-3. Was not the easiest game to try and decipher, especially in the latter innings, but let's do our best to take you through the game that was here on this Saturday night at Clover Park. Was Javi Rivera to start for Daytona against the right-hander Carson Seymour. Scoreless game going to the bottom of the second inning with nobody on and two out. Raul Barrasierta hit a soft ground ball up the middle. Almonte made a great backhanded play to his right, but his off-balance throw was late, and Barrasierta had it beat out for an infield hit. Omar De Los Santos would walk, and then on the first pitch to Drake Osborne, with the wind blowing out, he clubbed a three-run homer to left and gave the Mets a 3-0 lead. Would stay that way until the sixth against Tanner Cooper. Similar situation, nobody on, two out. Barrasierta singles to center. De Los Santos singles him to third. De Los Santos would steal second base, and on a 2-2 pitch to Osborne, he lined a base hit in the left field. Both men scored, and it was a 5-0 game. Daytona would get a run back in the top of the seventh inning. A one-out single from Hayden Jones. He would advance to second on the ground out by O'Gwynn, and then score on a single to right from Wilfred Astudillo, made it a 5-1 game. The Mets in the bottom of the seventh inning would score their last run in very perplexing fashion. Again, nobody on, two out. The first pitch of the at-bat to Shervin Newton was called a strike. We had assumed it was a strike. There was a challenge, but the umpire made a safe call, and all of us here on press row were operating under the assumption that the safe call meant the call on the field had been upheld. Well, apparently, that means a ball. And so when Newton swung and missed at the third pitch, everyone up on the press level thought it was strike three. Well, evidently it was not. It was a 1-2 count. And so on the very next pitch, sure enough, Shervin Newton hit a home run out to left field and made it a 6-1 ball game. We were all very confused and had no idea that the hand signal from the umpire meant what it meant until the very top of the next inning, when Daytona put together their own rally and a similar situation started to unfold. In that eighth inning, Jay Allen, the second walk after Gus Steiger popped up to first. Michelle Triana singled Allen to third. A throwing error in from the right fielder Dominguez allowed Allen to score. Triana moved to second, made it 6-2. Ruben Ibarra, a base hit to center, sent Triana to third base. Then Hayden Jones popped up to short. Jamal O'Gwynn followed with a base hit in the left field. Brought home Triana, made it 6-3. Daytona had first and second and two out. Andrew Salcedo pinch hit for Wilfred Astudillo. And on a 3-0 count, looked like he had drawn ball four and walked all the way to first base. Both runners had advanced to second and third, and in the most muted of hand signals, apparently Nathan Jones had challenged, and the home plate umpire did not do a great job of showing that it was ruled a strike. So all of a sudden, Austin Hendricks walking to the plate as a pinch hitter. Everyone thinks it's bases loaded, two out, and the tying runs are on, but evidently it was challenged, ruled a strike. Cookie Dawkins came out to argue and, or at least ask for an explanation, was immediately tossed by the home plate umpire. That set him off. And then, sure enough, much like the previous two instances, that pitch was ruled a strike on the challenge. A couple foul balls later, Salcedo strikes out and ends the inning. So it was a 6-3 game going to the bottom of the eighth. Another minor occurrence like that happened in the bottom of the eighth with Carlos Dominguez at the plate. Daytona challenged a ball ruling. It was changed to a strike. Dominguez, the batter, and the manager, Robbie Robinson, had no clue that it was ruled a strike. And so Dominguez stood in the right-handed batter's box, and Robinson was spared an ejection for the Mets' sake after a discussion. But he would go on to the ninth inning. Daytona with nobody on and two out. Jay Allen, the second, singled. Gus Steiger singled. And then Michel Triana hit a high, towering drive to right, but left it several feet short as the Mets made the play to end the ball game and seal a 6-3 win. Guarantees them the series victory as they have taken four of the first five in this set. Winning pitcher is Carson Seymour. He improves to 2-0 on the year. Six shutout innings, four hits, no walks, two Ks. Javi Rivera suffers the loss. He drops to 1-1, three runs on four hits, a walk and three Ks in four innings. Save to Nathan Jones's first. An inning in the third, scoreless, two hits, no walks, and a strikeout. Final line score tonight, Daytona three runs on 11 hits, which I do believe ties a season high for hits in a single game for Daytona. Indeed it does, matching what they did in opening night against the Mets. They left nine men aboard in this one. Mets, six runs, nine hits, one error. They left five. Final time of game tonight, 2 hours and 19 minutes in front of a crowd of 2,385 here at Clover Park. Take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard here on this Saturday evening. Quite a few games rained out. Lakeland and Tampa supposed to play a doubleheader. So is Clearwater and Fort Myers. Neither of those things happened. Rained out, no for sure. Lakeland and Tampa will try and make up a doubleheader tomorrow. Other games in progress. Bottom nine, Jupiter and Palm Beach are tied at one. Bottom six, that game delayed due to rain in Bradenton. Marauders leading the Dunedin Blue Jays 3-1. Reds affiliate scoreboard here tonight. Reds in Colorado taking on the Rockies. Connor Overton making his Reds debut. Cincinnati a 1-0 lead going to the bottom of the third. Triple-A Louisville knocks off the Columbus Clippers. Guardians affiliate 4-3. Double-A Chattanooga at home against the Tennessee Smokies. Cubs Farm Club tied at 2. Top of the fifth, and High-A Dayton drubs the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. Padres Farm affiliate 11-5. James Maron and the Daytona alumni picking up the victory. As for Major League Baseball, on this Saturday, Diamondbacks shut out the Cardinals 2-0. It was the Blue Jays 2 and the Astros 1. Giants over the Nationals 9-3. White Sox shut out the Angels 4-0. Guardians best the A's 3-1. Twins over the Rays 9-1 at the drop. End of 8 in Miami. Marlins leading the Mariners 3-1. Padres and Pirates even at 3-7. Red Sox are no-hitting the Orioles. 1-0 score. Boston in front, bottom 6. End of 6 in Arlington. Rangers leading the defending world champion Braves 3-1. Bottom 5 in Queens. The Mets and Phillies are scoreless. Taiwan Walker against Kyle Gibson. Yankees leading the Royals 3-0 going to the bottom of the 5th inning in Kansas City. Gerrit Cole on the mound for the Yankees. Top of the 5th in Milwaukee, Brewers leading the Cubs 4-1. Eric Lauer starting for the Brew Crew. And the only other game not in progress yet tonight is out in Los Angeles. Dodgers and Tigers at 10-10. Clayton Kershaw for L.A. Bo Brisky will make his second major league start for the Tigers. This series will wrap up tomorrow afternoon. 12:10 first pitch. Our coverage on the radio network will begin at 11:55 in the morning. Jose Franco will make his third start of the year, second appearance in this series. No record, a 4.7 ERA. Dominic Hamill, one of the top young arms in the Mets system, will get the ball for St. Lucie, 0-1 with a 4.66 ERA. That'll do it for us here tonight in Port St. Lucie. A bizarre one, as the Mets win the series with a 6-3 triumph over your Tortugas. For our quartet of owners, Reese Smith, Bob Fregol, Rick French, Kyle McEwen, our birthday boy general manager, Jim Jaworski, and our entire cast of characters back at the Jack, I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Clover Park in Port St. Lucie, where the Mets win it tonight by a final of 6-3. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning, 11:55 pregame show, 12:10 first pitch. But until then, happy birthday, Jaws. I'm Justin Rock saying so long. Good night from Port St. Lucie.
Thank you for tuning in to Daytona Tortuga Baseball, affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. This broadcast of Daytona Tortugas Baseball is a production of the Tortugas Radio Network in connection with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Daytona Tortugas or Minor League Baseball. This is the Tortuga Radio Network.